My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Regarding the staff, after a lot of time to think about it, did not make this decision easily by any means. I'm going to make Todd Downing the play caller for the New York Jets going forward. And this is more a byproduct of a different take on things. I'm not saying it's a better or worse take on things by any means, but just a different take on things, a fresh approach. So ultimately, Todd will have the full say on the game plan and ultimately the plays that are called within the game.
Jeff Ulbrich is the new Jets coach. Hey, I'm not saying this is we want to do this because it's going to make us better. I just want something different. Gonna try so hard to make sure everybody, nobody's criticized.
I can't guarantee this is going to work, but I mean, have you seen our offense? We had to do something.
That would have been fine to say.
Yeah, maybe true too.
Definitely true. Downing was with Tennessee, and his last kick at it did not go well. But maybe this will be different. Again, I'll use the same word. It is, I think, unsettling to Bills fans for the Bills to be the Jets' opponent this week. But that is the case. Joining us now to discuss it and more, week six in the NFL, Joe Ostrowski. He can be heard on BetQL Daily, weekdays 9 to noon, and on BetMGM Game Day Sunday mornings with Jason Lockenfora. You can hear these shows on the BetQL Network via the Odyssey app or on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, you typically don't make changes to improve things. Right.
Why would you even question that?
Yeah.
Right. How are you asking me that?
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, just so you know, this is what Sal wanted to do. I know, and I'm doing exactly what he wanted. But yeah, no, I like your guy. He's great. He just got demoted.
Right. He'll be great again someday. I can almost promise you. Joe, the Jets fire their head coach, and the line doesn't move. If it did, just a smidge. I don't know what you saw, but would you have expected that?
A little bit, because I think the number was going to be heading to 3, and then this will support the Jets, according to some bettors in the betting market, a little bit. Because we'll see. I mean, the injury report is going to dictate. You know, with all this noise, that's the one thing that we're really not spending a lot of time focusing on. It's, you know, it just came out and, you know, got to wait a couple of days before it actually means anything. But the health of the quarterbacks on both sides, kind of important if you're talking about betting this game with everything changing over in Jets land there. But no, I'm really not all that surprised. I don't think it's going to get to 3 now because there are a lot of bettors that will just take the automatic stance. And guys, I think I'm included in that, unfortunately. The new head coach bump. How real is it? It doesn't always work. Sometimes it works. It got Antonio Pierce a full-time gig, and they picked him over Davante Adams, apparently, over in Vegas. But it doesn't always work. But, you know, early in the season, when you still have a chance, and they do have a couple of wins. It's not like they start off 0-5, which made it a surprising move to some. But it is a real thing, because when you make that sort of a move, typically it's a dumpster fire. You're talking about a team winning 20-30% of the games. And over the last 20 years, 38 times it's happened in season, those teams the following week have gone 17-21 straight up. So almost 500, which is good, because it's usually a really bad record, and 22-16 against the spread. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We obviously know what they're hoping.
And you've got other things to mix in here, you know, with the new coach bump, if the Jets do get that. You've got a Bills team that is coming off, and a quarterback of a Bills team who's coming off just, I mean, a historically bad performance. On the heels of getting blown out in Baltimore the week before. So the Bills are sort of, they're taking on water, and they're favored. So, I mean, it could be a scary one for bettors, I would think.
Any guesses? I know it's super early on Shakur.
Didn't practice today.
Okay.
DNP. Same with James Cook. So that's it. Like, yeah. I don't know
they're
how
doing
serious
some light,
it is.
They're doing some light stuff off to the side, both of them, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't feel good about either guy right now.
How good should it feel, Joe, for the Bills offense to seem like it hinges on Khalil Shakir all of a sudden? I mean, this player has a lot of fans. He's been reliable and pretty good, not a high draft capital guy, obviously, but I'm not comfortable with this reality that apparently they need him to function.
The thought went through my mind that maybe he's more valuable than everybody was realizing, because obviously the stat that everyone knows about is he catches everything.
Right. Like
anytime he's targeted, he's going to catch it. And when you lose that outlet guy that you can always depend on, you look his way anytime you're in any sort of trouble, I did consider, like, okay, maybe he's a lot more valuable than we're all realizing, but no. It can't really be the case, right? I mean, we saw the Giants go and win on the road in Seattle without Malik Nabers.
No kidding.
It was unbelievable. Like, the great receivers, they might be worth a point, something like that, but he looked like he was pretty valuable to that offense. So, yeah, I mean, lack of depth, certainly a concern. Everybody was screaming about it in the offseason, and you kind of saw it maybe more valuable than even you guys were thinking, even though you would watch it every week and you see the numbers.
With Joe Ostrowski, you got a second survivor pool going, and it didn't even... it still kicked out half or more of the field in the first
week.
Take
me off your email list, Joe. I'm
you
done.
Might need to.
It's over for me.
Bulldogs calling the number. Is there a survivor number?
I was, if you didn't do it, I get it. This NFL season is so stupid. It happened... Again.
Yeah.
Again. And it wasn't one. It was the two biggest favorites of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. We're talking about survivor options on the show today, if anybody is somehow alive.
I am.
By the way, you are?
I've got two, and Trista has one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In the new $50 one. The new.
How are you navigating these? The one that was more expensive that started with 206. They chopped. It got down to two people.
Okay.
Because there were five left. Two took the Bears. Like, let's put some money in our pocket before we continue this.
What was that? Like around 50 grand? What was that?
So, well, they chopped and they're playing. They took 15 each and they're playing for 16.
Oh, nice. Okay, so 46. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Five weeks. Yeah. 5 weeks.
That's incredible. That really is, to get down to two people, right?
We're looking at it this. Yeah, every pool is like less than 2%, even the bigger ones that are still alive. And then we're going over the options this week. The bigger point spreads, of course, you start there, but maybe we shouldn't start there because those are the ones that lose. But I'm looking at the 6.5 and the seven point spreads. I'm like, nope, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm crossing that off. Okay, Philadelphia 9.5. Maybe I can go there because they're facing the Cleveland Browns, but it's so unsettling. We've had 1 week, guys, out of the five, where the biggest favorite has won the game.
Does it mean anything? Is this a fluke? Is there some odds-related takeaway here that says something meaningful, or is it just like, what are you going to do?
It can't keep up. It can't. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but... The number, just to put it in a perspective of what we're seeing in the league right now, I mean, does it mean something? Yes. Parity even more than we thought, even though this is a league that thrives on it. And outside of a couple teams at the very top, at the very bottom, the league just feels like one big blob, and they're all so close. Like, tell me who wins a turnover battle, and maybe I can tell you who wins the game.
Yep.
And if you look at underdogs of 6+ this year, okay, that's a 19-game sample size, 6+. The underdog is 11-8 straight up. The underdog is a winning record. The underdog is 16-2-1 against the spread for 89%. That can't continue, I think, but I don't know with this league.
You never know when it's going to turn, right, either.
I thought last week it was going to turn, and we're still playing this game.
Because the whole point of Survivor is to avoid taking the chalk, like taking the biggest favorite anyway, so it's there for you if you have the guts to take a, you know, a 3-point favorite or something. Go take the Lions in Survivor this week at Dallas. How's that idea grab you?
Sure, something around a field. Yeah, I'm looking at it this week, and I'm talking to myself, okay, Houston -7. I don't want anything to do with that. You've got the rookie quarterback. Drake May's right. Got to be an improvement over Brissett, right? And now you have no Nico Collins.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Because he goes on IR. Baltimore, Washington. Jaden Daniels is scary every game. You keep doubting him, and he keeps balling out. Why would you take Baltimore when you're facing right now as an elite offense, even though we don't know about the Commanders' defense right now? Atlanta, Carolina, oh, that's a divisional matchup. Yeah, Carolina stunk last week, but that was against the Bears' defense, and now they get to play the Falcons, and it's Atlanta on the road. Like, you're talking yourselves into reasons why you would not take a team instead of typically, okay, one of the big favorites is going to lose on a week-to-week basis in this league, and now it's the majority.
I have two entries, and for one, I'm definitely taking Cincinnati. 3.5 at the Giants. I mean, the Bengals, their losses are kind of stupid so far, and last week their offense was great. They still got beat because Lamar Jackson was better, or, you know, maybe that's right to say. They won the game. And the Giants' win seemed kind of fluky at Seattle. Maybe no neighbors again. So what do you think of Cincinnati? I don't have to cover the 3.5 in Survivor. Right, I just have to beat them. Right.
Well, but you got Zach Taylor on your side, which is always questionable a little bit. The three that I marked as, okay, the ones that I'll probably pick. Philadelphia, I'm with you on Cincinnati. And the other one, which is a game that's just, it's a weird number, so people aren't really talking about it, and maybe they're scared off because Arizona just had the big upset over San Francisco. That's Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
As a 5.5-point favorite back at Lambeau, now a couple weeks back for Jordan Love. And if you look at the remaining schedule for the Packers, I don't think there are really any other spots where you would want to take the Packers or feel comfortable with it right now, assuming the starting quarterbacks are in. So I think that's a pretty good look for Green Bay.
Just a couple of minutes left with Joe Ostrowski. You want to get a bite of Josh Allen now that the MVP odds have come up a little bit? Maybe not.
No.
Pass.
It's the same conversation, right? And Mahomes is still the favorite. And he has not been all that impressive. Lamar, due to his performances, they have to move him up, and they make him the second favorite, even though in the end, I don't think they're going to give him the award. And Stroud is in there. They're not covering point spreads. They're not as dominant, but they're probably going to win the division because there's nobody else that's going to go and take it. So now you're getting a little bit of value. I understand the case because who's after Josh Allen? Jaden Daniels, a rookie, is going to do this?
Want to talk about it?
Yeah. What? Sam Darnold?
How good is it now for Allen? Like, you know, how juicy is it?
Okay. 9-1.
All right. What do you think about the idea of Daniels? I mean, nobody was taking Washington seriously, like, forever. And if he stays on the pace he's on, I mean, it's not a fluke so far. You're talking about all-time great rookie efficiency. And they keep winning in the NFC East. Couldn't he win?
There will be a segment of voters that refuse to give it to a rookie that will just go to the other best quarterback. Tell me what seed they are in the NFC. Are they top two?
Well, they are right now, but...
Right, so they get to the finish line.
I don't know their schedule, but...
They definitely have to win the... It'll be a soft schedule because last place. They definitely have to win the division. And I, most of the time, you do have to be a top two seed in your conference. Now, is the Commanders' defense better, or are they just playing weak opponents? I think the latter, and I'm not sure. The funny thing is, this last game was probably Daniel's worst game of the group so far.
And they cruised.
Historically, Cliff Kingsbury offenses crater in the second half of the season. That's what's happened.
Well, I wonder, the Jackson point we make every week, and we agree, like, are they going to give him a third? He's playing better than last year, but still. Mm-hmm. If Washington wins there this week, I wonder if that would mean a lot to the odds. But
I would think it would, but you're the expert, Joe.
Oh, no, I'm not. It would mean a ton. I mean, it's a 6.5-point underdog. And so all the doubters out there, if it happens again, what do you say? It's not about a weak opponent at all. It's one of the best coached teams, most talented teams. It's the guy that's won it a couple times. You take him down. Everybody's taking notice already.
Yep.
But then, yes, then it goes to a new level. I mean, it tells us everything that we're having this conversation, and he's top five in odds.
Right? Look at the total on that game. I've got 52.5. Total. Same total as Detroit and Dallas.
What year is it? 52.5. I thought that was illegal.
Right.
Anymore.
Right.
That's how I was looking. Tonight's kind of close to that number, which surprised me.
49?
Yeah. It's up there. I think it's a little high, but something about that matchup. We've seen some shootouts in these primetime games, and the Seattle defense just, so many injuries all over the place, every level of that defense over the last month or so.
Of course, that coach... Against Purdy last year, though, took him apart.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald.
Yes.
I kind of like the Niners. I mean, Seattle's so interesting to me this year. Just Geno Smith, okay, he's returned, and he's pretty much proven that he's pretty good, if not even really good. But, you know, these big spots, we talked about this a couple weeks ago with Detroit, you know, can you trust them? And I kind of want to. But I mean, I have a tough time. Like, I still think San Francisco has lost close games, a little bit of a Buster effect with their loss, their being 2-3. Mm-hmm. So I think I give the 3.5 here. How about you?
I lean that way. I think San Francisco wins. The hook is always scary to me in these divisional matchups when you're going on the road. If you're strong on San Francisco and you still believe once healthy they're going to get everything back together, now would be the time to strike on a division bet.
Yeah.
They're -115. So just about an even money bet. If they win, then now you're tied with Seattle moving forward as guys are starting to get healthier. But, I mean, maybe it's now enough to talk myself out of it because you got Kansas City next week. So certainly not a look-ahead spot here. The thing with Seattle is, okay, you faced poor quarterback play and you start 3-0 when you were healthy. It was Knicks, Brissett, Skylar Thompson. And now you're facing Goff, and we know last week with the Giants, okay, maybe not in that same conversation, but I mean, Geno Smith has been off to a really strong start. I'm looking at Kenneth Walker props. I know they're going to be super popular, but after scoring 3 touchdowns against Detroit, he had 5 carries last week.
Yes, and they're wearing run the damn ball hats.
Oh,
right, the coaches, right?
Establish it. Yeah. Establish
they're
it.
They're going to establish it.
He's going to be part of it. And he caught 7 passes, so if you want to go total yards, I don't have a problem with that. I think we're going to see a whole lot of Kenneth Walker tonight.
Interesting. Joe, by the way, I took Ja'Marr Chase last week to lead the league in receiving yards at 9-1. And he is now +260 with the Collins injury, and he had, 190 in the game. So I'm enjoying that so far. It's only been a week, but that's a big jump.
I am on Ja'Marr Chase for Offensive Player of the Year.
Oh, that's good, too.
After a couple of weeks, that was a pretty good number. He's the 4th favorite there. Of the awards, we talked a little on MVP. Of the awards right now, I think this is the one that's most interesting. Derrick Henry is the favorite, but these are all, you know, priced around the same range. Saquon is 2nd, Justin Jefferson 3rd, Ja'Marr Chase 4th. Then CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb in the 22-1 range hasn't had a monster game yet, numbers-wise, and then gets Kamara, St. Brown, Lamar, Josh Allen there, Jaden Daniels. Maybe it goes back to being a quarterback, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they give it to Jaden Daniels. a second award.
Well, I don't know that one as well. It just seems like it's always not a quarterback, doesn't it?
What is that offensive player of the year we're talking about? Yeah,
yeah, it's gone away from quarterback over the last few years because it's felt like
the best player that's not a quarterback.
Yes, but we've seen it. I think Mahomes took both awards one year.
Okay,
but they've gone away from it. Last year was McCaffrey, and there was a run there.
Cooper Kupp.
Kupp get it one year. Yeah. I think Jefferson, too, where they were going receivers. You couldn't deny CMC last year. I just think that one's going to be interesting. It could be a number of guys.
I like it. Thanks for your time, Joe. Good luck in week six.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Ostrowski, BetQL, and the BetMGM Sunday morning pregame show there with Jason Lockenfora joins us every Thursday. Sal, coming up just after 4, we've got the Bills injury report, and there's a lot of names on this list.
There's like 15 or 16 names on that list. Yeah.
Shakir and Cook, the two maybe that we're watching the most closely, both DNP today. Game isn't until Monday night, so a little bit more time to recover. We'll get Sal's read on their chances to play. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sabres, Kings tonight downtown. Pregame at 6 here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.